Can't believe it's been a year since we started the podcast.
A long, long year.
Oh, my goodness.
So do you remember the exact opener we did a year ago on the very first episode?
No.
It
do
went,
you?
I think I said to you, so here we go, debut pod, what are we calling this?
Oh, my goodness.
And what did we call it, Lucy?
The one where it all started.
Oh, a year on, she still got it wrong. It was the one where it all began. Oh, Lucy.
Dear, whatever dear it is right now, time, whatever time it is right now, here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we've done a year of Luke and Lucy FM. We are celebrating 1 year of the podcast, looking back at our top 10 moments of the podcast in the previous years and talking about, well, being together on the podcast for a year somehow.
I get a feeling it's going to be a riot.
Oh, you know, a year ago we said it was going to be a riot. And a year later, we've delivered.
It's still a riot.
Like a politician promising something, a year later, we finally delivered on that promise, we think. If you've never joined us before, we just want to say hello. This is Luke and Lucy FM. Now, normally, every single week, we discuss a different topic each week. This episode is a little different. It's a special episode because 1 year ago, we started Luke and Lucy FM.
It was born into the world.
It was. We birthed it. and it came out a very attractive child.
It was a very attractive child and well-behaved as well.
Very well-behaved. And the child has finally started producing money. We've earned roughly about 20 pence in a year.
Honestly, let's hit the shops after this.
After tax and deducting it, we get about 7.5p each. So thank you for... But seriously, though, if you have listened over the past year, then thank you so much, because you've barely listened, Lucy, over the past year.
I've listened a few times.
51 episodes we've done before this.
I record it, so I know what's going into it.
Yeah, but Lucy, I shove you and me in my ear almost a daily basis.
Oh, wow, really?
Only because I'm narcissisting. I like sending my own voice, not because I don't like yours. I dim it down when you're on.
Dim it down
mute
when
it.
I'm
yeah,
on.
Exactly, yeah. Seriously, though, if you've joined us, thank you so much. And if this is your first time, hello, I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me is, over the past 51 episodes, I've delivered 51 true facts.
Oh, well, same with me.
What's the true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
Okay, true fact about me, for the past year, every single week, I've delivered a podcast.
Brilliant. So basically, your fact is you've turned up every single week for the year.
Sure I have.
Lucy, on behalf
of... That's quite
of,
good, I
on,
think.
On behalf of me and you, thank you for doing that.
You're very welcome.
Really, you know what, when we first started this, I really thought there's no way in hell, one, we'd stick to it.
True.
I didn't think we'd do a year.
I like every single week that was intense as well,
wasn't it? It was more intense. I think it was more intense than we anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was more of a challenge than we anticipated.
At times.
I think we've had some slightly challenging guests.
Oh, can say that again.
And I think you have been very, very testing.
I don't think so.
I think I've looked at you every week for you and I think, gee, she's aged.
Are you kidding? I'm like the rose that blooms on a... winter's day.
No roses bloom on a winter's day.
That's
so
why.
So that literally...
It's
so,
unique.
Yeah, that's why it's...
It's a miracle.
A miracle putting
Some
up with you for years.
Some people will call me a miracle.
It's very true. This is a really special episode, though, because what we thought we'd do is, Lucy and I have some very favourite episodes that we've done over the past year, and we wanted to kind of choose our best moments from those episodes. Moments that have made us laugh, moments that have made us think, and moments that you've loved and you've tweeted about at Luke and Lucy FM, and moments that, well, frankly, have been a really good episode. So we thought we'd start off with
our
top 10. So,
yeah.
Well, when we say start off, no, we're just giving you a top 10. There's nothing else after that.
We're starting off with number 10 now.
And we're working all the way through to number 1. That's how maths work. And countdowns
well
work.
Well done.
So we thought we'd start off at number 10. Now, number 10 is it's quite a special episode because it was the birth episode, the debut, the inaugural episode.
We wouldn't be here without this episode.
Very true. It was the one where it all began. Lucy, when did we deliver this episode?
It was February 4th last year.
2016, February 4th. So
time has flown by.
Now, on this, we thought we'd choose a moment from this that frankly sums up you and I's relationship, Lucy. And this is the moment when Lucy physically assaulted me on our debut episode podcast, Take a listen. The worst Valentine's present was when I came out.
You bought someone.
Yeah, I bought someone. I came out of Big Brother in 2008, so I had a, you know, a bit of change, a bit of cash on me, and I spent £5,000 on a Peugeot 306 car.
What?
So I think it's a Peugeot 306.
Are you being serious?
No, seriously, yeah, for Valentine's Day, I got a giant red bow on it, the girl I met in Big Brother.
Was it her in Big
Brother? Yeah, yeah, it was. I don't need to say a name. If you say a name, we're cancelling it. I'm going to stop Luke and Lucy.
Voldemort.
We're not going to be. Yeah. I spent £5,000 on a car.
Wow.
It took me 2.5 years to pay that off.
Was
you just about to say on a Peugeot?
No, not at all. I had a Peugeot, a really cute Peugeot.
Was it £5,000?
Do you know, I think it was more than £5,000.
If a lad were to get you a car for Valentine's, the amount of things you'd do to that lad.
Very appreciative.
At least somebody would be.
Very appreciative.
How very?
Very.
Oh, I get where this is going.
Oh, shut up.
You'd make. Oh, Jesus. Have you seriously just thrown that?
I didn't mean to do that.
Oh.
That was amazing.
So that was...
you can hear it ricocheting off your glasses.
I can't get over that. I can't remember. I actually just remembered that you actually assaulted me. I'm the sort of person to press charges.
You could be blind right now if you didn't wear your glasses.
Actually, my eye disease got worse after that. So I'm thinking of suing you, Lucy. Seriously, I am. You, that was nasty what you did.
It wasn't nasty. It was spur of the moment.
Spur of the moment assault. That's what assault is, isn't it? In the moment, physical abuse.
I don't know. Some people like plan these things.
That was
premeditated assault.
That's exactly what that was. That was from episode one, the one where it all began, and that was
it began in a fitting way.
It did. So that was number 10 on our countdown. Let's go across to number 9 now. Now, number 9, Lucy. This was a great episode. It was around Halloween time. It was basically the one where we get treated and not tricked.
Yeah, there were so many stories in this one.
Absolutely. Episode 38, the one we got treated and not tricked. Lucy, when did we record this?
So this was in October the 23rd last year.
October the 23rd. So let's take a listen. We invited our friend and radio colleague Glenn Hunt from TV's Most Haunted onto episode 38 to tell us all about Halloween and spooks and ghouls. And we asked him for a little ghost story. And this is what Glenn delivered to us.
Yes, we were filming Most Haunted and there was some downtime. There was something going on in this particular hall in Cheshire. We were recording. It looked like a fluttering bat had got in. I thought, oh no, its sonar must have been damaged somehow and it can't work out where it's got into the building. And it was heading fast towards the wall and sure enough, splat into the wall, fell to the ground beside me. I looked over the side of my chair. It wasn't actually a bat after all. It was a black and white photograph.
Shut up.
True story. Yeah.
Oh, on my that God. Note, what was the photo of?
Of an old man.
On that note, if you know who...
Oh, wow, though, right?
I think an old man was present in that room at the time.
Shocking.
I know.
Really shocking, that.
That old man could have killed him.
That might not... Well, thankfully he didn't, because Glenn came on to episode 38, the one where we get treated not tricked, and told us that story. So thanks to Glenn for coming on.
If you have any spooky stories, please tell us at Luke and Lucy FM.
Just tweet us a year later, you know, 4 months later. So that was our number 9 pick, and that was the one where we get treated and not tricked. Thanks again to Glenn for joining us on that episode. And that's the thing though, Lucy, right? How many great guests have we had?
Oh, we have had so many. I want to know what number 8 is. I've forgotten what number 8 is.
Well, this is the thing though. We've had so many great guests, and this one, Lucy, this is when we didn't really get as many high profile guests. We kind of ran out of guests, so we invited your dad on. At number 8 in our countdown,
he loved it, my dad,
the one where we count down our best moments, then
revealed some secrets as well.
Lucy, we invited Lucy's dad onto the episode to tell us about betting. This episode, episode 10, the one where we bet on ourselves, was all about betting. It was around the time the Grand National was on. When was it recorded, Lucy?
April the 10th, it got aired.
April the 10th, 2016. This one went online. It went on iTunes and Audio Boom, which, by the way, search Luke and Lucy FM or audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. This is when Lucy's dad joined us on episode 10 and revealed a shocking family secret that shocked Lucy to her very core. By the way, what do you think of this herp that I'm using?
Still shocks me right now.
We had zero budget for this, so I went on YouTube and typed in herp sound effects and we got this.
Once I got an online account when your mum used to be working at nights at the hospital. Nothing else to do. I used to go on.
Give it the family history.
Yeah. Tell us about your bloodline and what blood type you are.
But I remember getting my first statement, and it was about 3 months worth of this betting. It was about 10 pages long.
Oh, dear.
And I looked, I bet £8,725.
And that could have been spent on a new car for me or something.
I'd won £8,743, so I was like,
Oh my goodness.
I mean, do you think at that point, did you think to yourself, maybe I've got a problem?
At that point, I thought, I'm not betting online ever again. I mean, as it happened, I didn't come to any harm, but it is scary. And a lot of people do get in trouble. I think now everyone's got these iPhones, the online gambling.
And you're not going to go into the iPhone community, are you, Dad?
What are you talking about? You sold his shirt for an iPhone yesterday.
Well, I was looking at
something. Oh, Lucy. I mean,
I still can't believe he betted away $9,000 in 3 months.
Your dad blew. Seriously. I can't believe it.
He had three young children.
Listening back to that, it just goes to show you what sort of parent your dad is. Frankly, an inspiration. I mean, this is a guy who would...
That's one word for him.
Forget his kids. I'm just going to blow $9,000 on myself and see what
I can... Who cares about nappies and food?
Has your dad ever brought that up with you?
No, he's never told her that. I don't even think she even knows because she doesn't listen to the podcast. So she probably still doesn't even know.
Hi to Lucy's mum, Burb. But if you have decided to listen to this best of Luke and Lucy FM episode...
A.K.A. Babs.
And I just want to say, divorce him. isn't that how it works?
Lucy, file the divorce papers now.
Oh, my word.
Iricacy, how do you spell it?
Brilliant. You have a think about that. That was our eighth best moment, we think, over the past year. That was episode 8, the one where we bet on ourselves. And Lucy, again, where was that from? That was from March?
That was from April the 10th. 2016.
April the 10th.
Seems like a lifetime ago.
A long time ago. Now,
want to forget that forever.
Coming in at number 7 is a moment that really, for us, kind of put the podcast on the map, really. Because of this person,
we got national recognition.
I've had that previously, but
the podcast got national recognition.
And we got in the Metro newspaper because of this
person. Podcast of the week.
That is very true. We've not been in it since.
Maybe we should get it back on.
Maybe we should. This is from coming in at number 7. This is from episode 9, the one where we get soapy with Fizz from Coronation Street. Lucy, when was this?
April the 3rd last year.
April the 3rd, 2016.
Similar timings, yeah.
And we asked Fizz, well, basically, what it was like to be Fizz when she's not being Fizz on Corrie. How many times can I say Fizz? You said that you leave Fizz at the door. How difficult is that when you're out and about? I mean, do you get sick of people shouting, Fizz at you? Oh, it's Fizz. Fizz is shopping.
Actually, that is quite hard, yeah. I try and leave Fizz, but about 10 minutes later, she follows me back to my car.
Why is Fizz looking in the reduced section in Tesco? I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, that's one of the main things people say is, what are you doing in here? Because I love a bargain.
You
will find in the reduced section in Tesco.
Yeah, who does it?
Exactly. Yeah. Like when I use my Boots Club card, people go, oh, why do you need a Boots Club card? Because everybody in the country's got one.
Yeah.
And I bet they're always like, so what's going on with you and Tyrone?
Oh, Lucy.
I love that Fizz loves a bargain.
I love that she's a frugal shopper.
She's a very frugal shopper.
And that's what you
want,
though.
She's just one of us.
She's just a normal person who is an actress. And, she's, you know what, for play to Fizz for being a real human, because there's so many people on telly who weren't.
Or Jenny McAlpine, as she's actually known in real life.
Yeah, that episode, by the way, was episode 9, the one we get soapy with Fizz from Corrie. We should just put Jenny's name in it. Well, you know, people know us Fizz from Corrie, don't they?
Who doesn't know Jenny? Who knows Jenny?
Who knows
people
Jenny?
Know Fizz.
People know Fizz, exactly. That was number 7. Now, number 6 was a really interesting episode. This is one of my personal favourite episodes that we've done over the past year. Number 6 was episode 27, the one where we fall asleep. Lucy and I...
some very shocking stories from this one.
We did. We learned a lot. I learned a lot about my medical problem where I wake up during the night to go for a wee. Turns out it's a medical problem, not so much a sleeping problem. But we learned something a bit more disturbing about men, didn't we, during this?
We really did. Like, after hearing this, I'm very scared to, like, ever share a bed with a man.
And currently, is that something that you're doing?
Nope.
Oh, okay. This is from episode 27, the one where we fall asleep. This is coming in at number 6 in our top 10. Lucy, when was this recorded?
This one was in August the 7th, so summertime last year.
Summertime last year. Have a listen to what we learned that was shocking in this episode.
Called sexsomnia, which is where men actually have full sex with again in their sleep.
Oh,
and interestingly, this has only been documented. It's only been documented. Yeah, well, about 40 people worldwide have had it documented. But I was talking about this at a lecture, and a woman came up to me and she said, "Oh, my boyfriend does that." She said, "I didn't think it was a problem until I heard you speak, because he's actually better at it when he's asleep than when he's awake."
So sexomnia is somebody actually having sex with a person without knowing they're having sex with that person.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Completely unaware of what they're doing, but... Because essentially,
so
you can, you know, when you're asleep, different parts of the brain can actually wake up and you then perform
and the
behaviour.
Yes, that's
crazy.
And the body. But, you know, sleepwalking and sleep talking are obvious because we, you know, we're the only animals who talk and we're the only animals that walk upright. And so a lot of our brain is developed to help us do these behaviours. And that's why we can easily do it, or it's common to do it. The rarer things like eating and sexomnia do occur, but you know, perhaps you don't realise it's a problem. You just think your boyfriend's being affectionate.
Oh, well, you think he's Dr. Neil Stanley joined us on that, sleeping expert, to tell us about sexsomnia. Now, Lucy, since we recorded that, have you been a victim of sexsomnia?
I haven't. I know someone who has, though.
Are
you very affectionate with your girlfriend while you sleep?
Not that I know of, but would I know?
Maybe we should ask Phoebe.
Maybe we should. How do you know somebody who's been a victim of sexsomnia? How does that work?
I think, like, it was...
Well, she wake up and it was mounting her?
It was a girl I know, and she said that he'd done it a couple of times and, like, never really said anything about it in the morning. And when she said, "Oh, do you not remember, like, that happening?" He was like, "No, that's weird." Anyway,
he literally started to have sex with her?
Yeah. She thought he was awake and, like, obviously wasn't. And then he had no recollection of this the next day. But it happened a couple of times. So, yeah, honestly, I think that's weird.
That is, yeah, let's...
So weird.
That was
is
honestly...
Is that rape in the other way around?
Yeah, whatever the opposite of that is. Consent, but sleeping can... Let's leave it there. episode, that was episode 27, the one where we fall asleep. That comes in at number 6 on our best top 10 moments. Now, number 5. Number 5 was a personal favourite. They're all personal favourites, but this one in particular was one that we... Well, I was trying to help Lucy out, really. I was trying to do Lucy a favour on this, but it didn't go too well, did it?
This is the funniest thing ever.
Number 5.
I could not stop laughing for a week.
Episode number 5 is episode 7, the one where we joined Tinder. When did we record this, Lucy?
This one was March the 20th, so it was one of our earlier ones.
One of our earlier ones. This is when I tried to sign Lucy up to Tinder and it didn't go, well, it didn't go perfectly. We were discussing, I said earlier, we had to fully, you know, immerse ourselves in this to get, you know, properly grips with it.
Yeah.
And I said that I would sign Lucy up to Tinder. But Lucy insisted she couldn't use a real name. Despite the fact, Lucy, you'll never meet anybody if you don't use your real name.
Don't.
So we set up a fake profile, right?
Yeah, we set up Charmaine Hill.
Charmaine Hill, who's a fashion editor.
Fashion editor.
Who's got Lucy's face.
For Vogue, obviously.
Yeah, for Vogue, yes. Because a fashion editor at Vogue needs Tinder. There's not an endless list of male models at her disposal.
So well, you don't know.
Charmaine Hill became a real person on Facebook, and Charmaine has Lucy's face.
So she has my face.
We wanted to test how well Lucy would get on Tinder.
So obviously, being the digital expert that he is, Luke decided to do it on his phone.
Absolutely.
You have to link up Tinder with your Facebook. So Luke logged out of his Facebook, logged into Charmaine. lines and set up Tinder. Everything was going swimmingly until it came up with girls and you couldn't see the faces. And I was like, oh, I just need to, well, we need to fix it, obviously, to go to men. So changed the settings, blah, blah, blah. Luke starts swiping. Still can't see the faces. Swipe right. I can't see it. Peter, civil engineer, can't see his face.
Tony, bodybuilder, can't see his face.
Bearing in mind, we're doing the show at this point. So in between, I'm getting distracted, obviously, by working. And then 10 minutes later, Luke pipes up. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's me.
So what Lucy means is I signed myself up to Tinder by accident.
So, oh. Never gets old.
I can't believe I did that. To this day, I cannot believe I did that.
It was the funniest bit. I'm crying again now, actually.
Don't even get any matches.
The funniest moment of my life. I really hope that you got some.
Was anybody interested? honestly, that was just... honestly, episode...
He's blushing as we speak.
...7, the one where we joined Tinder. And also,
I think you're secretly happy that you got matches.
To pick up on that, what happened to Charmaine? She's still going, isn't
she's
she?
She's still going. I have had a few messages from people, from guys who I know not that well.
Get in.
A message would be like, is this you? I'm just
saying. I wonder what she's doing. We should try and reactivate Charmaine.
What do you ever say to that? I think we should.
If you're on Tinder right now...
She might have loads of matches.
Type in Charmaine Hill if you're on Tinder right now.
If she has no matches, I'll be quite upset about that.
I had more matches than you, I think.
Probably.
Right, we are in our top four episodes right now. And this one is a fairly recent one, but another awkward moment that we did on Luke and Lucy FM last year. This episode, it comes from episode 46, the one where we rock around the 2016 Christmas tree. When was this recorded, Lucy?
This was, of course, recorded at Christmas, December 18th, to be exact.
That went online, and Lucy and I decided on this episode we would do Secret Santa and exchange presents. And this is the moment when I give Lucy her Christmas present for me. And it doesn't go well.
It failed.
Yeah, it was a flop. There's only one present in there. A bit awkward. You got
look at
me
the bag. Cute bag. And are you ready for this?
Nobody needs that sound.
Woo! How cute is that? My little hot water.
To be clear, that's not a dead skunk.
It looks like a dead skunk.
That is. Well, I thought of you when I saw it.
It's like a pet.
Yeah, and if you look, there's like a gift tag.
Yeah,
of course I have. Just your name and my name, and that's how it works.
To Lucy from Luke.
That's it. And a few kisses.
Cute. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to like fill it up as soon as I get home.
You should, absolutely.
And then have a nap. With my new...
Wonderful. It's
I'm
great.
Excited.
Obviously, and if you're exchanging Secret Santa gifts right now, do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
Luke.
And we've had this...
Why is there a Christmas card saying Luke in my present bag?
What?
Are you kidding?
Let's have a look.
What? And I'll have a bloody look at this. Christmas greetings to Luke, love Santa.
Oops. That's from my Secret Santa.
God.
So to be clear.
So I'm guessing this bag has been recycled from your Secret Santa. So much effort went into that, didn't it, Luke?
I'm guilty. I admit. I literally had that. I got given that bag the day before we recorded that episode, and I completely forgot to take my Secret Santa card
out. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for putting all the effort in.
What? I'm saving the planet.
I literally slaved around the shops to get your present.
Saving the planet, Lucy.
Wrapped it up, everything.
I was recycling it. That was from episode 46, the one where we rock around the 2016 Christmas tree, and that is our fourth best moment, we think, from the past year, and now into top three, Lucy. And who doesn't want to go top three all the time, eh?
Who doesn't want to be the top three?
It's all about the top three. And coming in at number three, it is golds two, the time Lucy thought she would test her general knowledge against one of Britain's cleverest women.
Yeah, it didn't go down too well.
Episode 39.
I'm not this thick in real life, honestly.
Whereas this podcast is not real life. Episode 39, the one where we get chased with Anne Hegarty. When was this recorded, Lucy?
This one was recorded October the 30th, so that was around Halloween.
Halloween time of last year,
so
Lucy.
So I think it was like spookiness that was causing me to fail on this quiz.
Something like that.
I think I could have beat Anne Hegarty.
Let's find out what happened when it was Lucy versus ITV, ITV's The Chases, and Hegarty. Oh, Lucy. Chase is well and truly on. What is the zodiac symbol for Geminis?
Oh, is it a crab?
Wrong. The lotus is which country's national flower?
Pass.
It was India. Which South Coast English town was made a city as part of the celebrations for the new millennium? So which coastal town was made a city?
Cornwall.
Incorrect. Brighton. People's Car is literally the translation of what brand?
People's Car?
People's Car is the literal
translation.
Correct. Volkswagen. Girl, it belongs to which flower family?
Flower?
Yes.
Pass.
The lily.
Really?
In the American acronym CIA, what do the letters stand for?
Central International Affiliation.
Wrong. Central Intelligence Agency. If Prince William takes the throne as King William, Roman numeral would be given. What Roman numeral would be given?
Ooh. Fourth?
It's V. What is the total number of men who walked on the moon's surface? Time's
two.
Up. Time's up. It was 12. Well, Anne.
I got one.
You got one. Whee! So I actually think this might be, you know, I could be wrong, Iran, but this might be what you call a walk in the park. I mean, Anne, has that ever happened before? Anybody else ever got one
really terrible
on the chase?
Like that.
Oh, we've had people get zero.
Really?
In the
cat builder. Yes. Yeah. See, I'm better than zero.
I've never seen that episode. So what happens in that instance if they get zero?
Well, if they are the first contestant up, or if there isn't anyone else through, we can't give them a lower offer because it would be a minus. And if nobody else got through, then if they won their final chase, they'd end up owing us money. So.
Which ITV would love, I mean, let's be realistic.
We just give them a higher offer and we expect them to take it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, Anne, I mean, to be honest, I still want to do a chase with you then. I mean, you might not beat Lucy. Maybe you might not get a single question correctly, Anne.
It's possible.
So let's get a minute on the clock.
Very doubtful, though.
Yeah, can I just ask a question?
Of course.
If I get a question wrong, does Lucy get to push me back?
Yes!
Yes, of course.
Well,
we're trying to do the chase on a very low budget, so absolutely. Yes, let's do that then. So if you get a question wrong, Lucy does get to push you back. The current score for Lucy is, of course,
one.
So just to remind everybody who's listening right now. Right, OK, Anne, you've got 1 minute on the clock. Mm. Let's go. The leader of an orchestra plays which instrument?
The violin.
Correct. Which drinks company uses a bat as its registered trademark?
Bat? I don't know.
OK, Lucy, over to you. Which drinks company uses a bat as its registered trademark? You should know this, Lucy. You like drinks.
Alcoholic drink, I'm guessing.
Yes, alcoholic drink.
Vodka?
No, it's correct. It's incorrect. It's Bacardi. Ansel Adams is a famous American who worked in what area of the arts?
Photography.
Correct. Anne, let's go over to you. Tablespoon is the equivalent of how many teaspoons?
Four.
Correct. What is the total number of men... Oh, sorry, I tried that one on Lucy. What is the legal drinking age for most of America?
What is the leading what?
Legal drinking age for most of America.
21, I think.
Correct. The Last Supper was painted by whom?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Correct. Syrup from raw sugar is known by what name?
Molasses.
Correct. And time is
goodness.
Up. And I think it's safe to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And
I think you won that one.
I want to point out, it's not as if Anne got 5 questions right in a minute. I didn't pause the clock when I asked you, Lucy. So Anne got
about... noticed that.
I think Anne got easier questions than me.
I don't think...
You fixed that.
I don't think I did,
100%.
Lucy. I think that Anne is a quiz genius, and I can't believe you didn't get the Bacardi question correct.
Do you know what, though? I think it's because I was under pressure with the time and the clock going. Like, listening back to that now, I 100% know it's Bacardi.
And also, Lucy, how awful of a quiz master am I? I was repeating that. I'm not Bradley Walsh. I'm not Bradley Walsh. that was our third best moment, we think, over the past year. That was the one where we get chased by Anne Hegarty, coming in at number 3. Here we go, Lucy. It's
down
the final two. And this episode is actually, we invited this guy on previously. He was back on episode 3, the one with me to mentalist. But we thought we'd invite him back.
And he was that good, we wanted him again.
That good. He returned on episode 31, the one where we get our lies detected. And he'd, done a few lie tests on us to see if we're telling the truth, and he managed to get us spot on every single time. But what he didn't tell us was what he did with a little thing that he'd left on the table. Really odd. So have a little look to what happened when we invited back the mentalist, Mason King, to Luke and Lucy FM.
Just one more. I say as well, guys, I do actually need to... shoot off now, but I just want to say thank you so much for having me on. Also, you'll notice that there's been an envelope on the table the entire time.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave, but what I want you to guys do is, once I've left, open the envelope up and read out what's inside.
Oh, can I
but
do
wait,
it?
Wait until until I've left.
Okay, pass the envelope to Lucy.
And bear in mind, that's been there from the start.
It has actually. I thought it was a piece of rubbish. I nearly binned
it.
So Mason King is leaving the room.
I'm going to go. Yeah,
Mason King is physically picking up his stuff and leaving the room. Although, if you want to wait outside the door, Mason, we'll say bye to you when you leave.
All right, take care, guys. See you later.
Thanks, Mason King on Luke and Lucy FM. He's literally just left the studio.
Right, okay, let me see.
Just to set the scene, Lucy, before you read it out.
Okay.
This envelope has been sat there for the duration of this podcast episode.
We have noticed it, but you didn't really notice it.
But you noticed. So read out what it says.
I didn't even see him put it there.
No, I didn't.
And I've been in here the whole time.
Let's find out.
So, there's writing on both sides.
Okay.
Okay, so one. On the first go, Luke will pick a black poker chip and Lucy a red poker chip, which we did.
Oh, my word.
On the second go, both will choose black, which we did. On the third go, both will choose red. Oh,
my mind is blown.
Oh, my God. Also, it doesn't stop there. Luke's chosen word will be photograph and Lucy's will be sportsmanship. Oh, my God. I am really freaked out.
We are absolutely mind blown. I think we have to leave it there. I mean, Luke, I'm still freaked out. It was so weird, that, wasn't it?
No, it was really weird. I was really screechy. I think I was excited.
Too screechy. We apologise, by the way, if you listen to that.
For the screech.
And Lucy's screechiness. He was brilliant, and we will get him back on this year, right?
He was so good. He's the only person that's really, like, especially you, like, made you believe in people who read people's minds.
True. I'm not a believer, but maybe I am a believer. Or a believer. Who knows?
I'm a believer.
Episode 31, the one where we get our lines detected. And when was that recorded, Lucy?
That was the day before my birthday. It was September 4th.
2016. Mm-hmm. And this is it. We are at the best moment, we think, over the past year of
Luke
and Lucy
FM.
It was
the most fun podcast we have ever recorded. I think possibly might ever record.
Yeah. Lucy loved it more than life itself. I particularly enjoyed it. He was brilliant. And we have to give it the best moment of Luke and Lucy FM over the past year has to go to episode 34, the one where we wonder about Wigan with Hacker T Dog.
Everybody's favourite dog.
When was this recorded, Lucy?
This was recorded quite recently, actually, December 4th.
2016. And we invited Hacker T Dog of CBBS fame onto the podcast to talk about lots of things. And I asked him about Eurovision. And this was the very brilliant result.
I've submitted a song to it.
Have you?
Is this an exclusive?
That is actually an exclusive.
Can you give us a preview?
Right. It's called I'm Fantastic, it's called. And it goes, I'm fantastic, and you're fantastic, and they're fantastic, and we're fantastic. Therefore, we are all fantastic. Yeah. Yes, we are. We really are.
I think that's a winner.
Come
I'm
along and
for that.
Dance. Stop, finish it. Everybody's gonna be on the floor and shaking the walls. Oh, oh, oh. Everybody sing with me. Come on, cockers. One, two, three. Everything's fantastic. Blah, blah, blah.
Lucy.
The end of that is the best.
He is. Honestly, he was brilliant. And we absolutely loved him. And that was episode 44, the wonder about Wigan with Hacker T Dog. We think that was our best moment, maybe.
It was the best one for us, anyway. If you've got a favourite moment, please let us know at Luke and Lucy FM.
Honestly, we have absolutely loved it. And please do tweet at Luke and Lucy FM. Tell us your best moment. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening for the past 51 episodes.
Exactly. We've loads more to come.
We have. We've
got another 51 episodes.
Yeah, exactly. If we don't get killed.
Please don't kill us.
I'm not saying the listeners would kill us.
You're like wishing us a death sentence.
I'm not wishing us death. But I'm just saying, you never know what's going to happen in the future.
What if I go out now and get hit by a bus?
Then it's going to be a Luke FM, an episode. I'll be back, episode 53 next week. Thank
please
you so much.
Please give me a memorial.
Please, it might be a memorial next week. Please do leave us an iTunes review. And thank you so much for every single person who's left us one. There's so many that we've read every single one of them. And all the 5 stars we've been given. Please do continue to do that. Thanks so much for listening. Please do check out previous episodes. Search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, any final thoughts over the past year?
It's just been one of the best years, I think.
Best years
it
of
has been
her
so
life.
Much fun.
Best
my
year
whole
of all
life.
Our lives. And I just want to say you're welcome, Lucy. you're welcome. We're back next week. Thank you.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's PODNOSE.com.